Hi, and welcome not only to a new week, but to a whole new year of MFR Farming. I'm Richard Jones. And what weather as we kick off 2012. We've had just about everything over the past fortnight, and let's just hope that our very own amateur weatherman David Kerr gets it wrong this time. He's got a heavy dose of winter promise from mid-January onwards, with more wind, heavy rain, and at times colder spells with blizzards on the cards as well. But for now, let's put the weather to one side and look ahead to 2012. I've taken upon the mantle of the genie of the farming lamp and granted each of my guests this week three wishes for MFR farmers in 2012. And here to get us underway is MFR's adopted farmer John Scott. I caught up with him out and about in his pickup truck and gave him his three wishes.
I bet you've been called lots of things over the years, Richard, but probably never a genie before. But right, CAP reform is looming large now. It's not far away. Let's have a clear indication from Europe where we're going so that we can plan and structure our business to get there. We need clear thinking. We've got the ear of Mr. Lockhead, a really supportive guy, whether he can just get there and influence the right people and get this sort of deal we're needing. Second thing, could do with a summer next year. Summer would be good. We didn't have a summer this year, but a nice summer and just a good year that lets crops and livestock do what we want them to do. The third thing, I'm purely thinking farming here. I'm not thinking anything out with farming. We're obviously hoping everything else goes to plan. I need a bit of clarity on where I'm going with renewables. I think I'd like to see us get our renewables enterprise up and running next spring.
The whole renewables thing, the industry just seems to have exploded over the last 12, 18 months, doesn't it? And there's an awful lot of baloney being talked, isn't there?
There is. The thing's moving at such a pace, and I don't think the salesman actually can keep track of it, let alone the customers ourselves who are trying to buy the product and get involved. We've seen already with the solar panels, feed-in tariffs have shifted a little bit, but I think there's a review in April coming, and hopefully we'll get clarity on what's happening there. We just need clarity. Let's plan so we can structure businesses and grow businesses and put money back into the local economy.
So that's the three wishes from John Scott up at Fern Farm. And any of those too much to grant? I wonder. Let's see what we can do about them. A decent summer would certainly go down well. And tomorrow we'll be getting another three wishes, this time from NFU Scotland President Nigel Miller, right here on MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.